Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living Well with Zenobia Bailey. I hope you're all well today. I would like to start the show by referring to the fact that we are celebrating, or at least acknowledging, I shouldn't say celebrate necessarily, but acknowledging Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the title of our show today is that you really are only as old as you feel. The subtag says, what if at 80 you could feel the energy and agility of a 40-year-old? Well, before we get into that, I want to just take a few moments to reflect on something that I've been thinking about even before October began, and that is this whole statistical platform that we have of people we know who have either undergone or are at this time undergoing breast cancer. And statistics today, in fact, I'm looking at breastcancer.org right now, statistics today indicate that about 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop some sort of invasive breast cancer over the course of our lifetimes. I'm thinking back to the 80s, the mid towards the late 80s, when I had two friends. I made up the third, that we were really pretty close during our college years. And the statistics then were 2 out of 3. And to my deep regret, I lost both of those friends of mine. They both put up furious fights against breast cancer, but they're both gone. And today, 1 in 8 is a huge improvement. In fact, again, statistics indicate that it was around 2000 that there started to be a sizable incidence of decrease in terms of breast cancer for women and for men. And that's encouraging. Of course, it does not take away the sting of the experience that I'm sure many of you have had, very similar to mine. And we know that cancer is pervasive and is not exclusionary to breast. And that brings me back to this whole idea of feeling like one might be in their 40s when they're in their late 70s, their 80s, maybe sometimes even in their 60s, that we need to have a reset. One of the things that I learned at a conference I happened to be involved, I began about, it must be almost 40 years ago now, for the majority of my life, I had been a supplement user. And my biggest challenge was in my teen years when I was diagnosed with low blood counts. My physicians attempted to treat it with not only medication, but with over-the-counter supplements for iron as well as prescription iron. I also ate food that was rich in iron, and nothing seemed to move it until it must have been, I think, like 1982, 83, I was introduced to a company that has been part of my portfolio ever since. And I was at a conference late summer when I learned about something that I had never heard about before, and it is called telomeres. Do you know about that? Well, I would like to suggest that you take a look at a website called, the URL is TA Sciences, TASCIENCES.com. And telomeres are an essential part of our human cells that affect how our cells age. And guess what? You probably already know this. You know much more than me, I'm sure, that our aging is connected to healthy cells. Now, these telomeres cap the end of our DNA, and the telomeres are the, for the lack of a better word, the tips, the protective tips that keep them in good function. One of these things that one compares them to would be the end of your shoelaces. You know, you get a new pair of sneakers or you get a new pair of shoes, and many times there's a little cap at the end of them. Well, think about the telomeres as being that little cap. I bought a new appliance over the weekend, and sometimes the appliances, the prong, will have this plastic cap, and it's to protect the prong. Same thing if we would make the analogy to the telomeres. Moving on, there was in 2009, there were three Nobel Peace Prize winners who had studied telomeres. And one of these women, or one of these scientists, who happens to be a woman, her name is Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn. Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn is with the Shackley Corporation. She is, in fact, she is a scientific advisory board member, and she and the other two scientists contributed to the study regarding telomeres and won the Nobel Peace Prize. What I'd like to talk about today is the fact that if we could go about making ourselves healthier, imagine what that would do not only for how we feel, but what that would do for addressing some of these diseases. I'm not claiming that it will prevent disease, but we all know what we put in our bodies is what comes out. The Shackley Corporation, I make no bones about the fact that I align myself with Shackley. I am not trying to necessarily sell Shackley. I'm not saying that I would not sell it, but that is not my motivation. I have been, as I've said earlier, with the Shackley Corporation, the number one natural nutrition company in the country for almost 40 years. And my bank account does not show that I have been a great salesperson. I do not consider myself a salesperson. I do, however, consider and am a good educator. And I have given away more Shackley than I'd like to admit, simply for the reason that I want to see as many people as possible have a better quality of health. And since I have found that to be proven, not only with my experience, but also through clinical studies that Shackley self-imposes, I'd like to share that with everyone. So we say, well, what about food? I love food. I love to chew. I love and enjoy wholesome, well-prepared food. but there is no way that I could or you could ingest the food that is sourced into our Shaklee supplements in any given day. For instance, in our wonderful, wonderful vitamin strip, we call it VitaStrip, there are 8 cups of milk, the equivalent of 7 medium-sized oranges, 50 grams of sardines. How many people love sardines? I don't mind them as long as they don't have the bone in them, but I am not a huge fan of sardines, I have to admit. 32 spares of asparagus, and I love asparagus, but there's no way I'm going to down 32 spares every single day. 4 cups of cooked green peas, 17 bananas, et cetera, et cetera. There's just no way. So my point is, whether you are one that can sit down and ingest this amount of food or not, but I seriously would question that, it might behoove you to take a look at the telomeres first and foremost, and what that means to your health, not only in terms of cancer, but some of the other diseases of aging. Dr. Blackburn, let me go back to her. She has worked with Shaklee very consistently, and the specific study she was engaged in showed that people who use Shaklee supplements in general for at least 5 years had significantly longer telomeres, and that there was an incidence of 40% lower rate of telomere shortening among those who use the Shaklee products. So, folks, if you would, you can contact me, but look in your Yellow Pages. Or even look on the internet at Shaklee.com. I'm not trying in any way to claim or bring all of the business into myself. I want people to learn how to live well, and that is part of what I'm hoping that this program will help us to all do. I thank you so much for taking your time today to listen to me. And until next time, 2 weeks from now, please, everybody, take time to live well.